Henry, you told me about a vision that A.C. Valdez had in 1929. Tell me about that.
That was an awesome vision. The essence of that was he was up in Vancouver, B.C. when he saw the vision, but he lived in L.A. Streets of L.A. were dirt roads. The buildings were red brick buildings, so keep that in mind when I tell you this. In the vision, he saw the streets and this city that he said to the best that he could ascertain looked like kind of like Berkeley, California, okay? Mm-hmm. And in this city, he said the buildings glistened like glass. The highways were like ribbons interweaving among themselves. The cars were egg-shaped. They looked like eggs. And he said all of a sudden in this big city went off an air raid sirens. People ran out of their houses, jumped into their cars, and headed onto the freeways, jamming the freeways. They were running out of their cars, looking back at the coast. It was like they feared what was going to come out of the waters. They kept looking back, trampling one another, trying to get out of the city. When all of a sudden, up out of the waters came this shot of this cylindrical object and steam and all, and it leveled off, heading right over the city, coming at a very low altitude. He saw on the side of it, there was fire coming out of its tail, and he said he had saw letters on the side of it. Now, this was in 1929, it said ICBM. And all of a sudden, it went off. This thing exploded. He saw a massive mushroom cloud that exploded in the atmosphere, and he said the city disappeared before his eyes. He said all of a sudden, the angel that was with him said, we've got to go down into the city. They went down into this massive area of a crater of devastation. He said as we were walking up out of the crater, the ground below his feet was like sand dunes. He said he kept looking at it because it was sparkling and yet it was black. And he ran his finger through it and he saw that it was pulverized steel and concrete and glass. As they were going farther out of the city, then there began to be like windrows of bodies and people and debris mixed together. Farther on out, people were standing, walking around crying, and their eyes were literally melted out of their sockets. It was a horrible scene. In the midst of that, he cried out and said, oh God, would you destroy the righteous with the wicked? And he said a voice spoke from above and said, take him to my abode, something like that. And so the angel took him up, and he was being carried out of the area. He said, what would be like over the Sierra Nevadas and across this country to where, he said, I went across high desert country, I went across rugged country, and I came into rolling hills like, and all of a sudden, in the midst of these rolling green hills was a multitude of people. He said, I heard them before I saw them. As we crest the hill, I saw the people, and he said, there was a multitude I could not begin to number. And there they were, with their feet on the earth, still on the ground. He said, this was not the rapture people. He said, they were still on the ground. And he said, they were clothed in white, and they were worshiping the Lord. And he said, the Lord spoke from above and said, this is my beloved. I care for my own.